TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Yeah. Smooth as butter.
Smooth as my 5 o'clock stool.
Oh.
Why is that one smooth?
It just is. Don't question it.
I'm most suspect.
Don't be suspect.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Andy tries to convince us to watch Cougar Town. We talk about poop in the Tenderloin of San Francisco. And we talk about diets. And when you hear this sound...
Josie's on a vacation far away.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to Low Energy TanCast.
Yeah, just a mellow TanCast on a rainy Sunday morning.
Except that it's perfectly sunny where I am.
And we're recording in the historic TanCast studios.
Where apparently a third of it is rainy.
Yes. It's rainy here, Tim. Get your head out your ass.
No, that's where my smooth stools are.
Alrighty.
I'm Tim, the T in smooth stools.
I'm Andy. And I just got done with some smooth stools.
I'm Noah, and I don't like these smooth stools.
We can move away from those, baby.
Yeah. Actually, you know what are better? Are the
the
firm ones that are kind of snotty on the outside, so they just out?
Nope. No.
Those are amazing. Like, I hardly even
have to wipe
after
opening
those.
This door. Can we shut it?
See what you did, Tim? I hope you learned your lesson.
I didn't.
I like the ones that just come out. You don't even have to wipe.
Ah, oh, god damn it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The ones that are like, they're a little snotty on the outside, but they just like slide right out.
Why? I feel like snotty, you would have to wipe. That's a horrible word. Yeah.
Well, I don't mean like the poo version of snotty, but I mean like they're encapsulated in mucus or something. I don't know what it is.
No,
but yeah,
they just... No, you're wrong.
They just come firing out of you like BBs.
I like when they're just dry as a bone. They don't leave any residue. Or as I call it, residue-do. Trademark.
Well done, old bean. What did I just do there?
I don't know. I hope you're proud of it.
I am. That
shall we do
stools.
Some... Shall we do some fan laughs?
No.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Jokes. We like you to send us jokes, because then we can read your jokes. On the show, it's a segment we have every week, and we call it 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. It's time for 10 Laughs. That's right, it's 10 Laugh time. Get set to laugh. Are you ready to laugh? Because it's time to laugh. Let's laugh.
I got one, two. I've got no. Three.
Ooh.
From Lindsay.
Ooh. Lindsay. Fancy.
Heya, here's some hilarious ha-has I have acquired.
Alrighty.
Alrighty.
Why did the donut go to the dentist?
Because he had a hole in his tooth.
To get a filling.
Oh.
What do you call somebody with no body and no nose?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
That's right. What's invisible and smells like carrots?
Rabbit farts.
Bunny farts. Close enough. We'll give you points. Side note, rabbits don't really eat the orange part of carrots. They're more interested in the green leafy part.
Really?
There's a fun fact for you.
That is a fun fact.
Well, it's a fact.
I'm having fun with it.
Is that true, Tim?
It's as far as I know.
Interesting.
According to my research... Which was exhaustive.
What research did you do? Lay out your process.
Well.
Cite your sources.
I don't want to bog down the TanCast of my laborious research procedures.
No, Tim. Please go on.
Well, you see. Oh, something's wrong with my mic. Oh, you wanted me to tan lap. Get back to this subject.
Oh, we can cut this out and post, Tim. We'll wait.
We shit. You ain't cut that.
What the fuck? Oh, I hope for listeners' sake that was cut.
Why? It was funny.
So I'm trying to remember if the, I think this one came in after we recorded last week. But it's from Jacob. It says, "Hey dudes, love the show. Keep it up." Well, you know, as you age, it gets a little harder to... Oh, producing the show. Gotcha.
Blee.
What's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea?
I don't know.
I've never had a garbanzo bean on my face. Bazing! Love, Jacob.
So you did have a...
Except for my iPhone.
Maybe
we're not supposed to read that part.
That took me a minute.
I like that one. Water sports. Makes me think of summer. And Tim's mom.
I'll allow it.
Thank you.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, so did she.
Oh, Tim, your mic's working again.
Get it?
Tell us about your research process.
She went pee.
I'm sorry. No, I couldn't hear you. Were you saying something?
Yeah, I said your mic's working again. Tell us about your research process.
It's just coming out of garbledygook. Is someone downloading something on your end?
Nope. Tim's a piece of shit you like to take in the ass.
Yep, nothing. I'm getting nothing.
Whose mom likes to gargle cum and piss.
Whew, it's just like it's a mystery.
Oh, it's like Noah, are you two? And Tim is my internal monologue. I just can't hear them. I just can't hear them. I can't hear them. It's okay. You can't hear them. It'll stop soon. Tancast is only an hour. It'll be okay.
All right. Tan laughs. Let's see what I got.
Did you just realize we were doing this segment?
No, I did. I didn't jump into my thing. My email's a little slow. Here we go. Okay. This is from Leslie. From Leslie, the redhead is a freak with a 3.5-year-old newborn.
Yay!
A husband is walking behind his wife and says, "Your bottom is getting so big, it looks like an old washing machine." The wife says nothing and keeps walking. Bedtime comes around, the husband starts getting amorous. Wife says, "I'm not starting the old washing machine for such a small load. You have to do it by hand." Zing.
Boom.
Watch what you say. Yeah.
Yeah?
How was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
I don't remember.
Mine was good, but I had a thought.
Yeah?
You know how we've been trying to make Quumph happen and it just isn't happening?
Yeah.
What if we, instead of using Quumph as a replacement for bitch, what if we use Trump as a replacement for bitch?
Trump?
Yeah. Stop being a little Trump. You're acting like a Trump. Stop trumping and moaning.
Yeah.
Trump, you're crazy.
Trumps ain't nothing but but tricks and hoes.
No, it's Trumps ain't shit but hoes and tricks.
Well, whatever it is.
Come on, Tim.
Trump better have my money.
Yeah.
Only one Trump, many faces.
That just seems apropos. Because there's the, no, I've had people in Hawaii and they've dug up proof 8 years later of crickets. He was born in America, that's all I'm saying about that, because my people told me I need to.
See?
Fucking racist.
Replace the word bitch with Trump.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm okay with that. Change approved.
Excellent.
Works for me.
And everyone who
motion carries.
Used to watch Cougartown got a little thrill. You guys don't know because you guys don't like comedy or joy or laughter or good times.
No, I like those things.
I like all of those things, none of which I found in the ads for Cougartown.
Oh.
So well, I did not proceed any further.
Yes, the ads were shit, including the name. Like, we're going to name this Cougartown. It made it seem like it's about ladies and older chasing younger men. Yeah, not at all. Very stupid.
Oh, what was it about?
It was about a half hour too long.
Hey! That's Tim, everybody. Tim's the wacky one.
Ah!
It was more just, you know, like comedy sitcom, but it was like the same guy who created Scrubs. So, like, that same sort of, like, absurdist situational comedy. Like, so the situations were not always, like, terribly realistic, but, like, the people were sort of, they were, like, heightened versions of normal people. I guess that's what I'm going for. Kind of like Scrubs.
And it had nothing to do with, like, cougars.
For For like the first season, they really tried. They really,
every
really
so often
tried to
someone will get attacked by one.
Yeah. Courtney Cox. I think early on they had her dating a couple of younger guys, but it was like more of a midlife crisis kind of thing, and not so much like ooh cougar. Just more of like, this lady needs to get her life on track. There was one woman, Barb, who I think stopped appearing after the first season, and I think was just written in because like the creators were forced to by the network. Like, well, we're marketing this thing as Cougar Town, so you better have a creepy old lady making sex jokes. Well, not old. I mean, she's probably like, you know, mid-late 50s, something like that. And she looked good. Barb was probably a gilf.
Grandmother?
Yeah, I'd fuck Barb.
But she was grandmother old?
Not well, old for the earth, just too old to be in the club.
Technically, guys, we are now old enough to be grandparents. There are people our age who are grandparents.
We would have had to have gotten started a lot earlier.
This
and gotten
true.
A lot busier.
This is true. But, I mean, even if we started at 18, and then our kids started at 18, that's adults having children, technically. I mean, it's still a teenage pregnancy. But we're not that far off from, like, if we as 20-year-olds had gotten someone pregnant, and then our child is a 20-year-old, you know, so, like, at 41 and whatever it is, 6 months, 41 and a half? Yeah, that's 9 months. Well, it's a little over 9 months. So a little over 41 and a half would be the point where we, at 20, could have made a child, so not even teenagers, and then that child at 20 could have made a child, and we'd be grandparents. So we got that staring us in the face, and our old balls, our dangly balls. That'd be tough. That's tough.
To stare at your old dangly balls? I agree. That's why
to stare somebody
never
in the
look
face,
at my dangly balls.
In the face simultaneously as their mid-thigh old man balls.
You'd need a mirror.
Yeah.
Or they'd have to be doing a handstand.
No, that's true. No, that, yeah, you can get about mid-abdomen. It's still a little far
not
apart.
The way
but
I do it.
Oh, okay.
What? Huh?
I think Tim just admitted to snorkeling himself.
Is that a thing?
I think it's supposed to be where you teabag over somebody's eyes and lay your dick across the top of their head.
I thought that was a Roman helmet.
Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe it's you lay your balls on their eyes and then lay the dick down by the mouth.
Oh,
there
okay,
was somebody,
sorry.
I think somebody in politics referred to snorkeling somebody.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think that's a Roman helmet. I may have gotten confused. But anyway, Cougar Town, best show ever. Great.
Glad we sorted that out.
Yeah, if you enjoyed Scrubs, you'd probably enjoy Cougar
Town.
Oh,
okay, well, you could have just said that.
Did Tim not enjoy Scrubs?
No.
See my earlier comment about not enjoying Joy.
Okay.
That was a good show.
Did not know you were anhedonic.
I go by Anna Hedonic. And her sisters.
Indeed.
Just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. We recorded last Saturday, didn't we?
See.
So we've celebrated the 15th anniversary of 9/11 since then.
I mean, I don't know I was celebrating.
Yeah. I think I played a bunch of video games.
I was like, I had my party hat on, and I walked in the room with some chips and dip, and people just looked at me and just slowly shook their head. I sheepishly scraped back out of the room.
You didn't even have, like, a handful of confetti or, you know, let's just say paper ash to throw up in the air?
No, oh boy. Nope.
That would be Andy, everybody.
No.
Send
no,
your
that's...
letters to Andy, care of Tancast, at that offensive shit that we are distancing ourselves from, Walla Walla, Washington.
No,
Historic Tancast Studios. Noah, how was your week? What'd you do? Did you do something? Was it awesome?
I'm trying to think.
Do you realize how old we're getting? Because I realize that.
Yes, I'm going to be the oldest sooner. Well, I'm always the oldest, but...
Yes. But people will be able to tell by asking you, how old are you?
Yes.
And I'll be like, 40. This number is higher than their numbers.
Yes. Like, only because of a technicality. Yeah, the technicality of the arrow of time going one direction towards the grave.
Wow.
Welcome to Deathcast.
Sorry. Too dark?
As usual.
Okay. Yes,
just, too just, soon.
Just a lazy, rainy Sunday morning.
Is it raining, really?
Thinking about my own mortality. It was... I think it's done now.
Are you filled with lies again?
If it rained earlier and it's still, like, demonstrably wet outside, soaking wet, and there's cloud cover, I think it's still okay to call it a rainy morning. If it rained during that morning, does it have to actually... Noah, I need a judgment on this. Does it still need to be raining to call this morning rainy?
Well, I think if
it
rained...
is raining?
I think if it rained at any point in the morning, you could say it was a rainy morning.
There we go, then.
Traitor!
All right. No, no. No, it's a good friend. No, it values the truth more than Tim.
It all depends on your point of view.
My Thank Obi-Wan you, Ringo Kenobi. Star.
I was going to say, my Obi-Wan Kenobi sounds more like a Beatle.
Yeah.
Hey, Ringo.
Luke, all you need is love.
Use the force, goo-goo-goo-joo.
Might start to trend Australian there for a moment, but like bad Australian, like American Australian.
Oh, I thought you were saying Australians were bad.
No.
Oh, they are bad.
Well, I mean, they are criminals, but...
New Zealanders are great.
It's weird that no one from New Zealand has commented in all the time we've been talking about New Zealand being so into our show.
They know they don't need to comment. They're just It's just a known fact.
I know, it's like you don't walk out of your house every morning going, "My God, brighter than last night, isn't it?"
It's like, is water wet? Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't? That's how I walk out of my house every morning.
The big yellow one in the sky is the sun.
That's not actually how I walk out of my house every morning. I walk out of my house going, "Fuck it! Get in the fucking car! Let's go! We're late! God damn it!"
Me too. And then occasionally I'm like, "Yay, we're early! Fuck, there's a train?"
And then Michael sitting in the car is like, "Really? What's your problem? Who are you even talking to? I've been in the car. There's no one else here. You're going senile, old man."
"Who are you talking to, Daddy? My regrets." "But I'm the only one here." "Yes, I know."
Oh. No.
Dark cast indeed. You wouldn't regret that. Beautiful little child.
And he has issues.
Such a joy.
And he has more issues than Vogue.
I have more issues than Tancast.
He has more issues than TV Guide, which probably has more issues than Vogue.
Oh, damn. TV Guide is weekly.
Yes, because it's weekly.
Yeah.
W-E-A-K-L-E-Y.
Same pun as in our tagline.
I don't think I needed an E at the end of whatever.
L-E-Y? Yeah, no, there's no. I mean, unless it's a person whose name is Weekly.
"Hello, I'm Johnny Weekly."
"Pip, pip, cheerio, Weekly."
"All right, and I'm British."
"Ah, that's sort of a British-Australian combination there."
"I'm back again."
"All
I'm
right.
Brit-Australian. I was born in Australia, raised in Britain."
I was trying to go for posh and not up Australian again, because Oi. Andy can't do accents. Now, that's a thing that needs a... Well, I mean, we're years behind at this point, but that could use a jingle.
What's that?
Andy can't do accents.
Whew.
Actually, sounds probably complica- just... Tancast
sounds like
can't
a complicated
do
jingle.
"We can't do accents." "We can't do accents."
Nailed
or
it.
Jingles.
I was... No.
No? Nothing?
Nah.
Just want to sit here and stare at each other all right, sullenly all right.
We
over
gotta,
our soups?
We gotta pick this up. Hang on. All right. Energy.
Okay.
Slap myself in the face a bunch of times.
All right, I thought we'd just sit here and sort of like silently resent each other like an old married couple.
Noah just left.
I know.
He's like,
"Noah
fuck
just fucked off." Hope that poop was worth it, Noah. Let's mock Noah for a little while. He won't know until he listens to the episode.
I was not looking at the screen. I didn't realize he actually did leave to poop.
Oh.
I was like, really? Noah is not chiming in for nothing.
No, Noah left. Like that was legit.
I'll throw the let me poop jingle in here.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Let me poop, can't hold it in anymore. Let me poop. I should have closed the door. Let the poop come out. Smell never bothered me anyway.
I got a crap on deck that could choke a donkey.
Oh, he's coming back.
Oh, no, no. No, we haven't mocked him yet. Quick, make, his dick's huge. No, that doesn't work. He's in better shape than us. No! No one's better looking. Ah! I suck at mocking.
You do suck at mocking.
Noah took me and my family out to dinner last night.
Yeah.
And
oh yeah, he's got free time and hobbies and money and whatnot. Shit.
Danelle was like, "You don't gotta pay," and he's like, "You know all that diaper money you guys are spending? That goes straight to me."
And Tim enjoyed that very much.
I did.
Hey, yo, I got that diaper money because my kids need to shit. So I stay on my hustle to keep my pocketbook thick. No? Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
All right. Lonely Island. That's a good song.
And not my favorite song of theirs.
No, but it still makes me laugh every time. So I'm like, ha, 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 growing old sucks.
It's funny and true.
Yeah.
Yes. Someone was talking about their dad, who has, I think, Parkinson's. And I'm just like, ah, it just sounds unpleasant. Like,
well, at least they've got a dad.
Johnny, understatement.
Just like your body, any point, your body's just gonna shut down. Like, you know it's coming. Like my muscles are gonna stop working, and I might suffocate. I'm like, oh, that just sounds terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, all of our bodies are gonna shut down at some point.
True.
So we got that going for us.
Yeah. Like, I got a weird pain in my shin. I don't know where it came from. Just a weird pain.
Those are seldom fatal.
Yeah, but of course, in my mind, I'm like, what if that's a blood clot? What if it travels through your brain? I'm like, no, you were probably just bouncing your foot like a weirdo, like you do, because you fucking fidget since you were a little kid. But now your body's too old to fucking fidget. So, good job there. You hurt your shin.
Your body's too old to fucking fidget.
Yep. Fuck and fidget. Hmm.
Well, no, I typically do those things Andy at the same time. I'm gonna focus on, if I'm going to focus on fidgeting, I'm going to focus. Yeah. Like, hey. Yeah. Get that vagina out of here.
Yeah. I got pencils to spin between my fingers. Come on.
I gotta tap my foot.
Speaking of which, somebody created, I'm gonna see if I can find it here. There's a Kickstarter for like just a little play thing, but it's made for fidgeting. And I think they had wanted like 15,000 to get it off the ground, and it was up to like 3 million last time I looked. And I want one. I'm gonna talk to the household banker and see if I can. I can get this purchase approved because it's going to be like $20 for a little tiny thing that I can hold in my hand and fucking fidget with. And that's
you have to get $20 approved?
The household banker?
Yes. My wife.
My wife.
Has to approve a $20 purchase?
Well, I mean, it's no, really not. I can just purchase it. I was more.
All right. You're just making it funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Telling stories. Yeah, there it is. Holy fuck balls. So yeah, $15,000 goal, 4.5 million pledged. 31 days to go.
Now, do you get one if you pledge some money?
Yes.
To a certain amount.
Is $20 the minimum?
Yeah, 19. You get a fidget cube for a $19 pledge.
Does it make noise?
There are a couple of things on there that, you know, have little clicks.
Oh, fuck that thing.
Well, there's also a couple of ones that are quiet. So if I'm in a work environment, those are the ones I would fidget with.
I cannot stand, I don't know why, but as I get older, and that, it's not everything, like when we were at the park yesterday, and the kid doing his horn, that didn't bother me so much. But I don't know what it is, so I'm on the train, and I think it's because I want the train to be a quiet environment. When someone just like, tapping to make a repeated noise, I'm like, really? Really? You can't just shut the fuck up for a little bit?
Yeah, so, like, there's a difference, I think, I got a little of the ADD, and repetitive noises that other people are making, weirdly, bother me. So, like, somebody, like wet mouth smacking, just like, yeah.
One of my roommates eats like that.
One of my old roommates used to eat like that. Aww. Right now he's on the call with me.
Was it me?
Which one?
Yeah.
Really? I used to mouth smack?
You don't remember that? We'd be like, Noah, chew with your mouth closed. And you're like, I am chewing with my mouth closed. And then he's like, I can see the food.
I don't remember that. I think I'm better now.
I'm full color flashback.
I don't notice it at all when we eat anymore, so I think you've got that shit unlocked.
I think it was some of the sinus issues or breathing issues. I think you were mostly
honestly don't remember, so maybe.
Now I do. I didn't. I had forgotten. But Tim, like a good friend, brought that all flooding right back.
Really? Friend. Is that what a good friend does?
Yeah, good friend, Tim.
That friend digs up all shit about you?
Yeah. Yeah, makes the other one re-experience it, like it's happening again right now. Yeah, good friend, Tim.
All right. Anyway, I hate that one enough. Repeated noises.
Yeah, yes. I also think it's in the environment. Like I said, like we were at the park and the kids making this honky noise. It wasn't like, oh, that's a wonderful noise. Let's keep hearing it. But it was just like, whatever. But like when I'm on the train, just people are talking really loud or just making some repeated noise. I don't usually say something. Unless they're, like, being overly loud. Like, if I'm, like, on one end of a car and they're on the other end of a car and I can clearly hear the conversation, I'm like, can you keep that down a little
Shut
bit?
Shut the fuck up.
You stupid Trump! Ah, there we go. Nice. Yes. Got to get that invective, then people know what you meant.
Yeah, but just like, I'm like, stop making that noise.
Man, I'm going to look at Trump bumper stickers completely differently now. Yeah, that's right. You are Trump, aren't you, you little Trump? Drive around in your lifted 4x4. Be more of a Trump.
Good job.
Oh, I'm kind of excited for what very stupid personal about? Reasons this week. So when I'd originally signed up for to go to Dreamforce this year, I think it was like a week or something like that I delayed. Like, I got the approval, but there was other stuff happening where, like, I was like, I'm not going to sign up quite yet. Well, you know what? Nobody at my work listens to that. Well, the one person at my work was even aware that I do TNcast. I already knew this. At the time, I was talking to a couple of different jobs that I thought I might be leaving for. So I was like, man, how shitty would that be that, you know, like, I sign up for Dreamforce and I pay all this money, and then I tell them I'm quitting right as I'm waiting for them to reimburse me. So I waited for like a week or something like that. And like all the hotels near Moscone Center filled the fuck up, except for the ones that were like 800 plus a night. I'm like, no, I'm not going out of pocket for $3,000. No, just
what?
No.
The devil you say.
So I was going to stay at the Sofitel in Redwood Shores. So it was going to be like a 25-mile commute. And that changes a conference being that far away, because there is no like, hey, between today's walking around and sweating and this evening's walking around and sweating, I'm going to go back to the hotel and wash my balls or change my socks or drop my bag off or anything like that. It's I'm in San Francisco for the day with whatever, like I'm camping here. Whatever I backpacked in with is staying with me for the whole day, like with no real place to drop shit off. So this week, I don't know what the hell possessed me, but like I thought, oh, I know what it was. Like a week or two ago, Adam and I were both looking at like maybe renting like a condo or an apartment or something like that, like getting a two-bedroom place. So we're checking like Airbnb. And we found one that was like, it was really promising, but then like the process for like actually like registering, it was like, you know, you must pay in cashier's check and they require like a voided bank check or something like that to even reserve the room. Like there's a whole bunch of other stuff. Like this seems less like a place to rent and more like an attempt to thoroughly steal our identities.
We want to get them stolen thoroughly.
Yes. Yes.
Don't want to half-ass that shit.
But that made me think, I was like, everyone's looking at hotels. Who's looking at vacation rentals? Because I'm going to be there for 4 days, so I totally qualify as, you know, a quote-unquote vacation rental. So I looked it up, and I'm renting what is effectively a small one-bedroom apartment for the week. So it's got, like, it has two bathrooms and a kitchen and laundry facilities, like, in the apartment. So, and it's as expensive as the hotel was, and it's, like, a mile and a half, maybe, from Moscone? Less than that, maybe?
Nice.
So basically, like Union Square. Like, I'm a block up and a block over from Union Square. Not into the Tenderloin.
Nothing tender about that motherfucker at all. It's rough in that Tenderloin. What's all this chocolate on your face, motherfucker? Chocolate? That's doo-doo, baby.
Oh, that, speaking of which, there was somebody else who's going to be attending their first Dreamforce from my company. And I was trying to explain to them, like, what are sort of the limits of the bad neighborhoods, like, especially Tenderloin. But then also there's that kind of sketchy area that's, like, south of Market, south of 6th, or south of 7th. But no one knows what I'm talking about. He lives around there. Yeah. And as I was doing some research of, like, how can I actually, like, toss up on a map, like, what the actual bad areas are, I found out that someone had done it for me by building a map, an interactive map, of all of the reports of poop, human feces, in San Francisco over time. So the default, I think I sent you guys, may have said this to you guys via text, but wanted to mention it on TANcast so we could toss a link in here. But yeah, some kind-hearted soul had figured out how to geocode all of the poop sightings in San Francisco. And the Tenderloin, like as you zoom in, it really stands out. Like really, really.
Oh yeah. You walk from the Tenderloin, there's almost 100% chance you will see human feces.
Yeah. Yeah, it is the
worst
hottest
tourism
part of the heat map
ad ever.
Yeah, the other, like the only other like really, really hot heat part of the map, besides Tenderloin, is an area in the Mission District. Well, I guess like that's the other like hottest section of the map.
Hot, so, yeah, let me hot see shit.
Can... Yep. Hot poop. Yeah, so what is it? Mission Street in the neighborhood of 16th, 17th, and 18th. Like that general vicinity. And actually, like, there's
so
one spot on
the map. So if you're looking
for
poop, Tencast has got you covered.
We'll send you right where you need to go.
There's one spot that kind of blows it up.
We'll see you there.
It's like, it's at Mission. It's the corner of Mission and Sycamore, or the intersection of Mission
and
Sycamore.
Fuck you, that pun was awesome.
Someone must be just like that must be someone's toilet. Because if you do the playback by month, like, there's always poop right there.
Duke on street, street, Duke on street. I regret starting this. It's not fun.
Human Duke.
Should be poop. Like poop on street, poop on street.
But Duke,
street.
But the song Duke. Is Duke of Earl.
Yes.
Or Deuce on
the
street,
song,
street.
Duke.
The song is Duke.
Duke.
I know it is.
So why would you change that part? That's the part that makes it work.
Actually, if it's in the...
I mean, I guess I don't really say Duke. I was thinking about take a Duke.
I'm not sure if this is in the area of Mission that has a bunch of nightclubs, and it's probably Duke and Hurl, Duke.
Ah.
Vomit.
Ah.
A waka waka waka.
I still like Deuce.
Well, right. You're wrong to do so. So you know that's on you, really.
When you sing your hastily thrown together regrettable parody song, you can sing it however you want.
I did.
We all make choices, and no one makes bad ones. That's really the takeaway from today.
Or maybe I make the best ones.
Yeah. Man, it's always so weird to me that like Tenderloin exists like just right next to Union Square and the Financial District, and like where all the conferences are and SOMA and all the rest. Like. That is just like a little pocket of human misery and waste.
Well, I think it's also like on purpose. Not on purpose, but like I think there's a reason it's still there, right? Like probably city policy or something. And people are like, well, we can't build there, but we're just going to build all around it.
Well, isn't that area
out of San
like...
Francisco, we got to build where we can.
I think it was, I can't remember if it was Vietnamese or Cambodian, but there was like... There was, like, some, like, big gang that, like, had its rise in the Tenderloin.
What are you doing in here? Yeah. That's Chicken Little. He's on my shirt. Yeah. That's the mouse. All right, you're done.
Was that James?
Yeah.
That better not be Michael.
He just pointed things saying that.
He's too big to be doing that.
And he laughing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think he just ripped some of Michael's artwork off the wall. All right. Enough of the innocence of children. Back to the sad stench of adult failure.
Yes.
And poop. I mean, I've told you guys about how the escalators on BART, like, they keep breaking down because people shit on them.
Why would you shit on the escalator?
I think it's because, basically, the escalator goes below the street level. Like, you can't go all the way into BART when it closes down. But it's so, basically, I think you're not shitting on the in front of the street.
Gotcha. Like, so like privacy. The gates aren't up at the top, but you can like run down the escalators and shit down there and then run back up.
Yeah, although there's stairs right next to it, so I'm not sure why they don't just shit on the stairs.
Maybe because the escalators have walls on both sides, so you kind of feel like you're boxed in?
Perhaps. I mean, I guess the stairs technically have walls, but it's just a little wider.
Yeah, I'd go for like a nice little narrow, you know, enclosed area if I was going to do a street Duke of Earl.
But yeah, so I was like, yeah, that's gross.
that's gross.
Yeah. Mm. And fuck, like, can you be like, I wonder if that's like, you know how in the police, they're like, oh, you got traffic duty as a punishment. I wonder if like at the escalator company, like, oh, you gotta go fix the BART escalators. Fuck.
Sorry, noob, you got duty.
Oh, man, that's the shittiest assignment we have.
Poop
this
jokes.
Job stinks. It's a crappy work environment.
Duke of Earl. Oh, man.
I think I got to sneeze.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Coming on.
Sneeze. The flagon. Oh, in case anybody was wondering, I'm still fat.
Yay!
Good to know. I mean, I think I figured it out. Tim makes a lot of loopholes for himself.
I didn't start that way, but as it's getting towards the end of the year, I'm making more loopholes in this no soda, no fast food thing.
Oh, shit, it is getting towards the end of the year.
Yep.
God damn.
Are you going to make it more restrictive to, like, so you have less loopholes?
No, but I'm going to change it so it's less of, like, I'm just going to try and limit my calories per week.
Okay.
So I make healthier choices just in general, as opposed to I'm just not doing these two things that are bad.
Like a more all-encompassing type of thing?
Yeah. So that I can have a soda during the week as long as I'm good, you know, in other ways.
Okay.
Or I can go to McDonald's as long as I want to not eat for the next 3 days.
Or you can go to Cheesecake Factory if you want to eat for next week.
Yeah, I was previously doing much better with my whole, like, cutting soda out and not ordering fries and whatnot. And then it was like, well, just this once I'll get fries.
For me, it's much easier if I do all or nothing. Once I start making little exceptions, I think probably same way with Tim. Once you start kind of creating loopholes, it's just kind of like you start doing it more. You're like, well, I had one soda. Might as well have another soda. Like, and I'll do better tomorrow. Like, for me, it's just easier just to be like, nope, nothing.
Well, like, that lemonade thing that, you know, that I did last night, like, that is fairly rare. Like, yes, it was a loophole, but, like, I haven't had lemonade other than that.
Got it.
So it's not like I'm, like, constantly having lemonade, but...
And shakes.
Now that... Yeah, definitely not. However, the fact that Halloween candy is out now, that's ruined everything.
What do you mean? So are you eating it?
Yeah, like a champ. I'm getting it done. You're welcome, America. I'm moving the economy forward.
Tim's going to go ahead and fall on that calorie grenade for you, everyone else.
Well, so, what do you want me to do? It was 150 pieces at Costco for $15.
Oh, God damn.
I'll take it.
Oh. I wanted you to not buy it, Tim.
Oh. Well, then I didn't do what you wanted.
Guys, remember earlier in the show when I said when you get a little older, it gets harder to maintain an erection? 150-piece candy bag at Costco. That does.
And it was like, it crossed all, like, brands. Like, there was Nestle in there. There was Hershey in there. I was like, M&M Mars in there. I was like, you can't. They've crossed all the streams. And I brought it to work, and I was like, I'm sharing this with everyone. But, I mean, the bowl is at my desk.
As soon as someone comes by, you slap the hat away and growl.
All that's left is York Peppermint Patties and a couple Milky Ways now.
Oh, damn.
Wait. There's 150 yes. pieces of candy in there?
Yeah.
I'm sure he's had a little help. Little help.
Yeah, I've had plenty of help.
Oh, okay.
My point is, of the candies that were in there, there was Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. There was M&M Plain. There was M&M Peanut. It's not plain now. It's like milk chocolate or whatever.
Yeah.
There was Kit Kats. There was Snickers. Almond Joy.
I thought you meant
Twix.
Like you'd finished it all, except for those things, pretty much.
No. I just mean, like, the only things left are things no one wants to eat, apparently. Apparently, York Peppermint Patties are not popular.
Yeah. I think they must be filler candy. Like, they must be super cheap to make. Kind of like I guess Laffy Taffy must be.
I enjoy both of those. I mean, I wouldn't say they're my go-to.
I think maybe it's because I don't like, you know, my fillings to be pulled without anesthesia. I stay away from Laffy Taffy.
I feel like Laffy Taffy is not bad. There are definitely other ones, like Now or Laters. Now or Laters will fuck you up.
Oh, I love a Now and Later.
But they get all up in your teeth.
That's why you got to suck them.
Yeah.
True.
Did we ever do a high five list of our favorite candies?
I don't know. Let's ask Google, because my memory fails me.
I don't remember if we
did. No, Andy, don't Google like an old person.
Google, take me to the Googles.
Yeah.
Were you really about to Google?
Yes, because I said the word Google, and then that's what my finger started typing.
You old silly man.
Tancast, five best candies, yep, back in 2013.
There they were.
Thank you for remembering shit.
Wait, that was just a blog I did.
Oh, that's just a blog of Tim's.
We could do this late, not today.
No. All right, let's start. Reese's Pieces, go.
Reese's Pieces?
Nah, not anymore, actually.
I was like, Reese's fucking Pieces?
Reese's Pieces
Reese's
are pretty
pieces
good.
Are bullshit.
They're good.
Bullshit.
Good.
Tim?
Bullshit. Yes.
Well, spoiler alert for anybody who didn't immediately go Google the blog.
The blob? that's the guy who wrote the blog. Yeah, it's a blob blog.
It's a blob blog.
Bob, blah, blah, blah.
Bob, blah, blah. To spoil the end of it, I agree with you. Fuck Skittles Green Apple. Bring back lime, fucking Skittles, fuck Green Apple, fuck your face, Skittles, fuck you.
Yep.
Lime was so perfect. The thing is, I love Green Apple candy. Like, I can't remember what, maybe, are they Now and Laters? What are the kind of like rock hard, like, like they will cut the roof of your mouth open like Captain Crunch, but they're so delicious. And they're like clear.
You mean Jolly Ranchers?
Jolly Ranchers. That's it. Yes, Jolly Ranchers will cut a Trump's mouth wide open, but man, are they delicious. I love green apple Jolly Ranchers. I love green apple just about everything. But green apple Skittles ruined the entire fucking rainbow somehow. Well, I mean, grape was already like really,
just like
really
gay people out. Did.
Yes. It used to be about, you know, God's promise not to drown the world in another deluge, and then great gay people got to be all like, oh, we've suffered too.
Now it's a gay luge.
Yeah.
Which is the best Olympic event. The gay luge.
Isn't luge already? Well, as soon as there's two. The two-man luge is already pretty gay. I totally mean that in a, you know, it's acceptable. If they want to fucking go fast down the ice, whatever gets them done.
I don't know if that's acceptable. It seems very dangerous.
I mean, if they can survive it,
one of my
it,
kids
then
crying,
sure.
So I'm going to make sure nobody's dead.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
He's
then...
weeping. He's dead. No, I'm sure it's fine.
Mommy, why aren't you breathing?
Oh.
Anyway,
oh.
I'll be right back, and then we can wrap up.
I mean, maybe you'll be right back.
I think my heart just stopped, but it could have just been the blood clot traveling from my shin.
Oh, is your shin still hurt?
It's a little sore.
Like, is it bruised?
No, but it feels like it's real deep in there. So like a muscle strain kind of thing. But it was one of those, like, it was just like a constant, like, ow, that's tender. It was more like just every once in a while I'd get like a shooting, like, ow, 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 stop it, ow. And then kind of, you know, die back down. Like, sure, that's not my shin muscle dying, but, you know.
Apparently there are bumps on your tongue. Well, taste buds, yes, I know. But there are bumps on the back of your tongue that are bigger than your taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd never seen before until the other day I was looking at mine, or my tongue, and mine were, like, larger than they should have been. But, huh. Like, my doctor was just like, yeah, those are always there. I'm like, really? I just never seen them before? It is so weird when you're, well, I mean, it's weird when you have anxiety, but also weird when you start thinking about your body parts that you've never thought about before. Because it's just like, I've never thought about my tongue before. Like, I never inspected my tongue to see, like, what's it all about. And so it's like, was that there before? Was that there?
What's going on with my body?
Yeah, and
well,
like,
no, you know what it is? As a boy becomes a man, you go through changes.
my whole tongue swelling thing. I think my tongue like is slightly swollen or bigger, and my doctor's like, "Well, did you have it before?" I'm like, "I don't know. I don't really look at my tongue that often. Like, just let me inspect my tongue.
Like, if it feels like it's taking up more of my mouth."
And like, there's also like little indentations on the side of it, like from where it would be pressing against teeth.
Huh.
But he seems to think he's pretty sure it's acid reflux, silent acid reflux.
Yeah.
Which can cause like I guess a lot of weird issues. Like I see something kind of at the back of your throat. I think this is it. I'm like, all right.
Silent but deadly acid reflux.
Yeah.
It smells like farts.
It can be just eventually.
Really?
It can cause issues. Like it can make you more prone to getting throat cancer.
Yeah. Anything that causes inflammation can increase the chance of cancer, apparently.
Well, shit.
Yeah.
That's if
well,
it just keeps means, like, going.
Don't drink don't drink super hot coffee or tea. Don't smoke. Chewing tobacco. Yeah, like basically anything that, like seriously, anything that causes inflammation. Like sunburns, like constant low-grade sunburns, like tanning bed shit. Like there's a strong link between basically everything that you do that can cause inflammation and causing cancer in that area. So, yeah, have a happy week, everybody.
But I've also heard that if you live long enough, you'll get cancer.
Yeah, probably.
Like, something will mutate, you'll get cancer.
Well, apparently, you get cancer all the time. It's just your body is, like, really good with, like, no cancer. Not today. Those cells are mutated. Kill them. Put new cells in their place. And your body just taking care of itself all the time.
Is any time a cell mutates, is that technically cancer?
Well, I guess it'd be precancerous. To really be cancer, it'd have to, like, you know, form a malignant tumor.
Okay.
Because you can
it's
have
not
a
tumor.
And what's malignant mean?
Technically, it means it's, like, not bad for you, not naughty, not angry. I'm losing the word.
Furious.
Kinda. intends evil. That's what it is. That's kind of what I mean. That's not like the Webster's version of it, but like something that is malignant is something that is like it's like creeping evil or like intends evil or, you know, something along those lines. But yeah, it's possible to have mutated cells and for them to form a, you know, a precancerous tumor. and still not technically be cancer. I think cancer, I think it's only cancer once it like gained the ability to grow outside of the organ, to like it's lost the identifiers, I think. I'm not sure about this.
We're quoting you so hard.
I know.
No.
That it's like lost the identifiers that like tell the body, you know, that like, these cells are only supposed to be over here. Like, no, these are blood cells, or these are bone cells, or these are whatever. And like, you know, gained the superpower of like growing wherever the fuck it wants. I think that may be when it becomes cancer. I'm not sure. Going up to indicate insecurity in the answer he's giving. Also, just because it's a Family Guy reference. So, yeah. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer. Always and forever.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck cancer.
Also, fuck the people who keep posting news articles that say, we think we might have found the cure for cancer. No, you didn't.
No.
Because that's not how that works.
Yeah. Although, I am excited by the fact that, like, there have been some more research done of, like, hey, let's stop looking at much of, like, the organ that the cancer's in and start, like, really digging down into, you know, what are the genetics of this cancer? Because they're starting to find that there's more, like different cancers depending on what mutations they have. So, like, what actually caused them to go freak out seem to matter more than, like, whatever organ they sprung from. So I'm like, that's good. Let's get smarter cancer drugs. Not like, hey, we're going to poison you and hope that it kills you slightly slower than the stuff that shouldn't be growing inside you. Then we're going to rip you open and cut chunks of it out. We're going to take some chunks that should stay in you, too, just because we can't exactly tell which parts are it and which parts are still you, like good you. So, I hope you get used to living without those parts, because we also can't regrow parts of you, because we're not lizards. Lizards got that shit on lock. Actually, lots of animals can just, like, regrow parts.
If you try to do that, you'll become a supervillain.
Yes, yes. And then Spider-Man will start fucking your daughter. And you do not want that. You've probably got radioactive spider jizz.
Ooh.
Wait.
You know it's all silky, like sticky.
Wait! What? The lizard's daughter went out with Peter Parker?
Oh, no, it was the captain's.
Captain you Stacey. Dumb son of a quump.
Yeah.
Trump. You son of a Trump.
Yep, that's me.
Son of a Trump.
Yeah.
That's a great insult, because that dude is a douche.
The son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Donald Trump Jr.
How come no one ever says daughter of a Trump?
I don't know.
Because a daughter, I mean, okay, so stepping this one back to the original, because a daughter of a bitch would also be a bitch.
Oh, you just cut out the middleman.
Yes.
Or the middle woman in this case.
Okay, so that's just because the term is gendered.
Yes, because a female dog is a female dog of breeding age is technically a bitch. So any daughter of a bitch will grow up to be a bitch. So there's no, like, special term for it.
Got it.
But if you're calling a man a dog, you're saying son of a bitch. If you were calling a woman a dog, you'd just say bitch. But terms change over time.
The etymology of insults on Tencast.
Yes. Here's where insults came from. So, kind of feels like we're wobbling, but Noah, go
ahead.
There's the wobble. Full on wobble.
I was going to say something, but I just lost it.
Wow.
Getting old to do that.
Fuck, like, it hasn't happened for a while, but when I was having, like, really bad anxiety, like, I would just be thinking something, I would just totally lose it, and it would, like, freak me out. Like, I'm like, I cannot remember what the fuck I was just going to do. Like, I'm like, I know I was going to do something, I just could not recall it. And I'd be like, am I losing my fucking mind?
If it makes you feel any better, like, a week ago, Drew came to me and he's like, Daddy, I think something's wrong with my brain. Like, why? He's like, because I went upstairs into my room for something, and then I couldn't remember why I had gone in there. And so I left. Buddy, that's normal. That happens to all people at all ages. You may not have noticed you ever doing it before. This may be new to you, but that's just that, yeah. Because you get distracted, and that's just how brains work. It's like, what, really? That just happens? I'm like, yeah. It's like, but I went there for a reason. How do I not know? Because you forgot, and forgetting's normal. Forgetting's a normal part of your brain. I know you still remember things from when you're two, but trust me, forgetting's a normal part of thinking. It's just how our brains work.
It's like, how old is he?
He's eight, just turned eight.
That's so interesting that... Oh, I think my cable's shocking me. Sorry.
Well, unplug it then.
No, it's like my mic cable.
Oh, I thought you meant it was your torture cable for, you know, like, keeping next to your dick clamps so you can shock your balls.
That was weird. Anyways, it's so interesting that he's never noticed that he's forgot something before.
Well, I think it wasn't like like, he knows he's forgotten things like, oh, where did I put that? Oh, it was just right here.
But just not in that context, but, like...
Yeah, that, like, I went here for a reason, and I don't even know why I'm in this room.
And he didn't remember after he left.
Yeah, no, I think it thoroughly flown the coop, and he was just, like,
I've heard
then
sometimes,
more focused on...
Like, you pass back through a door?
Huh. No, that's never worked for me.
Huh.
Or like, I've tried going back to where I was before, and like, okay, now why would I go that direction?
Okay, that's what else I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, it's,
well,
oh,
I
man,
should
so,
say never worked for me, but like, it has.
The discoveries of the world.
Yeah. A lot of times I got to think, okay, so where was I? What was I thinking? Not like, where was I, like, physically, but like where was I headspace? And then how could I hop from there to there to there to there to there? I mean, you guys know the inside of my brain is just like a jumble of random thoughts, which is why you would say something and I would say something that seems totally unrelated, or I'd ask you something that seems totally unrelated. And in my head, it's a perfectly linear progression from A to B to Z.
Oh, I mean, I do that all the time, as you guys know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys used to give me a lot of shit about doing that, though, before.
I mean, we gave a lot of shit about a lot of things, Andy.
This is true. This is true.
I mean, we gave you more shit than the tenderloin. Let's wrap it up.
Call back.
We got to create an interactive map of all the times we give Andy shit.
You know what the heat map would look like? Big spike every weekend.
It'd be a big spike every day.
And then, yeah, well, yes. Yeah, the heat map would be pretty much constant from, let's see, when did we all move in together? May 2001.
I'm impressed you remember that.
Well, the year's real easy because we hadn't been living there for a year when 9/11 happened.
I'm still terrible at context things. I mean, like chronological things.
The only way I can do it is remembering other big things like that. Like, okay, so was that before I got married or after? Because I know I got married in 2006. That's
easy. I guess I remember 9/11, but I don't remember like before how long we moved in, right? I for some reason, I have a trouble placing in space to other in relation to other things usually.
So. The one reason that I know that it was the same year that we moved in is we didn't have like a really good living room TV, and I was making some more money, and I thought, I'm going to splurge and buy a new living room TV, which we still have. It's my bedroom TV now. So I bought that TV, the Sony that was in our living room forever, on September 10th, 2001, because it was too big to fit in my car. So a buddy was going to help me pick it up because neither of us had to work in the morning on September 11th. So September 11th, I found out that we got attacked, and then lacking anything else to do with the morning after sitting around and, you know, obsessively watching the news for about an hour, called my buddy up and was like, hey, want to go pick up my TV? He's like, sure, I don't know what the fuck else I'm doing with my day besides crying. Like, oh, yeah, let's go get the TV. So I was assembling the stand and weeping until I had to go to work on September 11th. So, knowing
that
I bought
that. Now
that
you say all that, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. So knowing that that's when we got the TV and that we did not have the living room empty for a year, or, you know, we didn't have Tim's shitty TV in the living room for a year. Yep, that's...
It wasn't shitty.
Well...
Hey.
It was serviceable.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
I remember my TV, oh, that thing was a beast.
Oh, goddamn. I think we didn't put that one in the living room just because it weighed so much. We're like, nope, we have it down, and it's staying there forever.
We were just talking about, where was I just, oh, we were trying to move something out of Danelle's mom's house, and it was, we weren't even trying to move it. Like, someone came to buy it, and they were moving it, and it was taking forever to just get up one step, and I was like, oh, this reminds me of the time we tried to move Noah's TV into our new place, and we got into the van, and then got it out of the van, not the van, whatever we were driving, and a van. No, it was a van. You had a van back then.
Yeah.
And we got it up one step, and we were like, nope. We put it back in the van, yep. Put it back in the house, and let the movers handle it.
That was terrible.
Weren't you guys on the third? Like, wasn't the tan apartment on the third floor?
I thought it was on the second, TM? But Danelle also said the third floor. Was it the third?
I don't know.
It might have been the third. I can't remember, honestly.
Sad the two guys who lived there don't remember what floor it was.
I only visited that place like three times, maybe.
Navy SEALs. Well, that's it.
Yep.
We are done.
Spent. You know, we're older. We don't have the stamina of a younger man.
We went longer than we did last week.
That's true.
And your computer doesn't shit itself, so...
Apparently.
Just call it a win.
Oh, look at that. Still recording.
So that's Tancast for this week.
Yeah, it was.
Have a week. Oh, nope. Remember,
While he's thinking of that, never trust Cougar Town. No, that's his thing. Not today, Cougar Town.
Yes.
Never trust that you won't run into shit in the Tenderloin. Human shit.
This week I hate that not enough people watched Galavant to keep it from getting canceled. But it is available on Netflix for anybody who wants to watch a musical comedy that is fucking awesome. Hashtag Tadgoo.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please!
Tancast. Well, I will not be among the people watching that thing.
Not me either.
Why? Tim, why? Musical comedy, come on, man.
That's not my bag, baby.
But well done. Like, the music is funny.
Thanks. I appreciate it. I thought that was a pretty good thing I just said.
The comedy. Well done. The music and the comedy together, Tim.
I don't care.
Peanut butter and chocolate. Not even like whatever, like urinal cake and chocolate that makes up a York peppermint patty. Like the good kind of stuff. It's all goodness.
Well, I guess I didn't shut the door well enough again.
You failed at fathering once again.
Plus Timothy Amundsen.
Now both boys are in.
Come on. He was Lassiter in Psych. Lassie.
I remember him.
He plays the king.
Yeah, whoa, careful, kid.
He's in Galavant, Noah. You should, if you remember, you should watch it.
Nah, James, I'm not going to watch it.
Come over here. Come on, if Noah. You're going to do that. Chicken Little.
All right, I'm going to stop recording.
What? Why?
Dude, we want to record your child?
You don't want me to record me disciplining the children?
Am I trying to talk you into watching Galavant? Galavant, on Netflix. Watch it now.
All right, yeah, stop recording, Noah.
Come on, Netflix. Give us another season. Daddy needs his fix.